The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, after having a week to look at the film and go through practice, were you able to determine the root of your problems on defense, whether it was schemes, personnel, or effort, or whatever it was?
Yes, we were, and I think I mentioned it yesterday, but number one is missed tackles. Number two is, the penalties that kept drives alive. And, you get against a good offense, gets a chance to get them out the field and extend it for a penalty. And obviously we're looking at scheme adjustments as well, making sure we have the right people in the right place to do the right things.
On offense with the running game, same thing, Urban. Were you able to determine the problems there and what needs to change moving forward?
We have. Now it's a matter of getting it executed and getting our guys healthy, which I believe they are. And we're going to face a very similar front that we saw last week, which is a run-stopping front, a bare defense against Nebraska. But it's pad level, it's coming off the ball, it's blocking the right guys, and it's getting the right schemes on against that defense.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Draymond Jones is having a good year, obviously, but has it been the kind of year that you had wanted him to have, and how important is he to your defense?
Well, he's elite. He's our guy, and, in spring practice, man, he was really unblockable at times, and I believe he's having a very good year. I think there's a lot of football left, and I think he's one of our best players.
And what stands out about him just as a person?
He's just incredible, mom and dad. He's a guy that's very serious about academics, came from one of the best high schools in America, Ignatius, and, just everything about him. He's never been an issue one bit off the field, and he's a model of our Real Life Wednesday program. Everybody wants to hire a guy like that.
Thanks, sir.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Urban, along those lines with Draymond, Robert Landers has also dealt with some injuries, Thayer Munford, some other guys. How do you manage those during a off day, bye week, to try and get a little healthier here for November?
Well, BB's not been the same. He had injuries all along this fall, and he's one of our better players as well, but he's full speed now. He's bringing that same energy that he does when he's healthy. And Thayer Munford, we managed him, got him a lot of rest. He did practice yesterday, and he'll be ready to go.
And when you look at that defensive line as a whole, and I think you were asked about, Nick Bosa a bunch of times, but did you ever envision that you would have to scramble kind of the way that you've had to put together a pass rush this year?
No, I thought we'd be a little bit better. There's a variety of reasons why, but no, I thought, we have very good pass rushers on our team, and whether the ball's getting out quick or for whatever reason, we just don't have that same pass rush. But like I said, there's a lot of football left, and that's going to be key this week.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Urban, as you look at the offensive line, did you guys contemplate at all any kind of personnel changes during these off weeks, or do you see yourself bringing some youngsters maybe along and giving them a chance at least to play some in games, like a Wyatt Davis, et cetera?
Yeah, he's very close. That conversation's been had, and it will continue. But he is a guy that, he has to be one of our most improved players from the summer until now.
Yeah, and the other thing, we ask you this almost every week, but the progress you've seen in Dwayne Haskins Jr., having to throw 73 games the other night, 47 completions, 470 yards, all records. But, I guess what have you told him about expectations down the road about what you guys would really like to see in the offense? I mean, obviously, it's based on the way teams play you, I know, but what is that balance you'd like to get back to? I know it's 250, but what's that dream balance you'd like to get back to?
Well, that's exactly it. And, with a guy like Dwayne, it might be a little bit higher in one area when you have another type of quarterback, so a little higher in the other area, but you have to have balance, and that's we're experiencing that now. And Dwayne knows that, and he's Obviously, yeah. He's a very smart guy. He understands the game, and that has to happen.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Urban, Isaiah Prince being a senior captain of the offensive line, how do you feel like he's performed this year?
He's performed pretty good. You know, there's been some times where he hasn't played great, but for the most part, he's played pretty well. We expect him to be our leader, and he does a good job in practice leading the group. Overall, the body of work has been very good.
Also, you were asked about some other guys' injuries. I know Damon Arnett missed the Purdue game. C.J. Saunders, Jeffrey Okuda left that game early as well. What's the status of those guys going into this week?
Yeah, they're all going to play.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Coach, pleasure to speak with you. You responded to questions about your future and you plan to stay in Columbus. I'm wondering if you could describe that your passion for being a coach, all your successes and everything that's transpired this year and your prior health stuff, why you still need or want to do this at this point?
Well, I just love the game. I love players. And I love this university. And I want to do it as long as I can.
Okay. What's your approach to the natural instinct of your team coming in maybe overconfident this week after demolishing Nebraska the last couple of seasons, and how much does it help that the loss against Purdue is now a major incentive?
Well, first of all, this is a completely different Nebraska team than we saw a year ago. You know, they started a little slow, but they're hitting on all cylinders right now, playing very good defense, and their offense is the last two games, I believe, 600 yards and 500 yards. So, yeah, that has no bearing on this game.
But your guys coming into this game with the bye and all that, how much does that help that the incentive is just totally there for you?
Absolutely. There's a sting and there's a bad taste. Any time you have a loss, you want to fix it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
And your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi.
Coach, in your opinion, why is it so hard to win a conference game in the Big Ten, and why is it even harder to win a Big Ten conference game on the road?
Oh, I just think in the last, I was here, I think my first year was 2012. I don't want to say completely changed, but it's every place has hired excellent coaches. They have excellent players, and the environments we play in are I don't want to say unique because there's great environments across this country, but this is turned into a very difficult league.
No walkovers anymore, right, Coach?
They don't exist, and that's a great question. That's a credit to this conference and the aggressiveness they put good teams out there.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Tim Maywood, Columbus Dispatch.
A rare double dip. Thank you very much. Coach, how frustrated, I don't know if that's the right word, but do you sense like J.K. Dobbins has been through the last several games about just not getting to that launch point? I guess what would be your words of encouragement, whatever it would be to him about getting this running game straightened out?
Well, it's J.K. and Mike, and they're both very frustrated, as we all are, as the offense line is, And there's times where you got to make your own hole and plow through it and get positive yards, and we worked extremely hard on that in the bye week. But frustration is the right word. They're both great people, and they want to do well first for the team, but also, they're prideful guys. They want that ball and they want to rip through and get some big yards.
Thank you,
Coach. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.